chemical weapons investigators said today they don't know when they're going to be able to gather evidence in the Syrian town of Douma. That's where the U.S., the U.K., and France say the Syrian government used poison gas to kill more than 40 people earlier this month. The head of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said that when they tried to enter Douma, there was gunfire and a bomb blast that kept them from accessing the site. The governments of Syria and Russia deny using chemical weapons. Alistair Hay is a chemical weapons expert at the University of Leeds. Professor, you've investigated at the site of past chemical attacks, including Saddam Hussein's use of sarin against Kurds in Iraq in the 1990s. So what are the key questions that you have for inspectors hoping to access the site in Syria?
Well, I would want the OPCW inspectors to have unfettered access to everything that they think is important, that is victims, witnesses, and to be able to take the samples that they think are crucial. And I hope that there hasn't been any tampering with the evidence, but these are well-trained inspectors, and they will recognize when things are not right.
Well, you know that Russian and Syrian government forces took control of the area soon after the suspected chemical attack. So when you say that you would not want any evidence to have been tampered with, whether or not there was a deliberate attempt, do you think there's any way, since so much time has elapsed, that what's there could provide any help to the inspectors?
Yes, certainly. Work I did in Iraq years ago, as you mentioned, showed the presence of sarin in a crater where a bomb had exploded 4 years after the sarin had been released. So the inspectors, if it is a very potent nerve agent, for example, that might have been used, they will find that evidence in the environment. They will also, at this juncture, even possibly be able to find something in victims as well, if they get blood and urine samples. But certainly, talking to people who have been exposed and to the doctors who are treating them will provide a lot of confirmatory evidence.
When you go to a scene of a chemical attack or a suspected chemical attack, what's the mindset? Is it that you go in looking for evidence of sarin gas use, that you go looking for chlorine gas, that you look for anything? I mean, is there any limit to your remit?
No. They go in with an open mind. They would want to see if they could find munitions, because munitions often have high concentrations of agents, but they also have markings on them, and the type of munitions helps trace it back to a source as well. So they are open-minded, and it's only when they look at the evidence that they will come to a conclusion about what was used.
You say they can look at markings on munitions to trace them back to a source. Is that part of what the inspectors are doing? They're not just determining the presence of a chemical, but also where it came from, and I suppose by telling where it came from, who did it?
Well, OPCW never actually says who did it, but they provide as much evidence as they are able to glean from a scene. So they can describe the trajectory of a particular munition. They will describe that. They will describe what they find. They will photograph it. They record absolutely everything they do, so there is no dispute. And samples are then secured so that there's no possibility of anybody tampering with them. So the OPCW is open about all of this, but explicit about what it finds.
And so it does not assign blame. That's correct?
That's correct. The OPCW has a remit to say what was used and where it was used. You need some other mechanism for apportioning blame. There was a mechanism previously. That Joint Investigations Mission no longer exists because Russia vetoed the extension of the mandate in November last year. So there is no mechanism at present for apportioning blame of chemical attacks in Syria. We only will find out what was used and where it was used.
Which is important because Syria joined the Chemical Weapons Convention in 2013, was supposed to have given up its entire chemical weapons stockpile. Do we have evidence, even separate from this investigation, that it has done that?
No. And all of the evidence suggests that Syria has probably not got rid of everything. Unfortunately, chlorine, which Syria has used as a weapon in the past, is not something that is prohibited as a chemical that a country can have, because you need it for all sorts of uses, you know, for purifying water, for example. But as for sarin and the materials that Syria uses to make sarin, The country should have declared those, and those stocks should have gone in 2014. So there are questions about that. But I have to say the OPCW has had repeated questions for Syria about its compliance with the Chemical Weapons Convention and with its declarations that it's got rid of all of its stocks. And these have gone on since Syria joined the convention in 2013.
How independent are the inspectors?
Oh, this is their virtue. OPCW is completely neutral in all of this. It is representing 192 states. So it's there to provide objective evidence, and it is not really answering to anybody, if you like, or any individual state, but answering to all.
Alistair Hay, chemical weapons expert and Professor Emeritus of Environmental Toxicology at the University of Leeds. Very nice to speak with you. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.